Some art students at Auburn High School were tasked with creating a visual art piece and a haiku to complement it. The visual component was then put into a software called PixelSynth. This is a synthesizer that turns images into sound. It was developed by artist Olivia Jack. The inspiration came from a Russian invention from the 1930s called an ANS synthesizer. That machine also turned patterns of light into sounds in order to create music. The digital album Pitter Patter was the result of the combined art. The album title came from the poem written by high school senior Blake Ogden.
In the quiet forest, pitter patter, pitter patter, rain falls.
Jason Judd is the co-founder of New Genres Art Space and an art teacher at the school. He explains that he helped students interpret how they needed to create their black and white images.
So if I were to take a picture of lines, white lines, it would just go bleep, 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 right, and go all across. So what we had to work on was making a black and white image that was not only interesting visually, but also interesting through audio.
Ogden says he wasn't all that excited when he heard about the project.
I was kind of freaking out because it was something a lot different than what I usually make. So I decided to think a little bit more outside the box.
His first step was to figure out how to write a haiku. He's not a poet, so he read example poems that helped him along the way. Judd agrees that the project was different and that many students look like a deer in headlights when learning about the task.
This isn't watercolor. This isn't graphite and charcoal, right? This is a really complex art assignment.
Taylor J. Leigh Duran is a high school junior. She also took part in the project. She normally sketches, but the downtime during the pandemic made her want to do more. So she explored digital art. Leigh Duran mentions that her poem lyrics speak about love and pain. She used these words to inspire alteration to her original image.
Odd eyes follow fears, choose the side of love and fate or the side of pain.
She describes the process for bringing things together.
So then I really had to copy it and then flip it upside down and then change the scenery of both sides because it'll show the top is the good side and the bottom is what happens if I make this choice.
Judd didn't make the students do the project on their own. He brought in artist Alan Moore to help. Judd suggests Moore's evolution as an artist was the perfect example for this album. Moore is a Chicago artist and educator who works with sound. He says working with children is his passion and expresses that he learned a lot from students in Judd's class.
I think adults, we forget how we were when we were that age and how we perceive things, and we maybe weren't able to articulate it, but we could definitely perceive it. And so we forget how smart and intelligent young folks are.
Leigh Duran explains that she loved working with Moore because he didn't force the class to emulate his style, but allowed them to create freely. Moore says he believes that if an artist is caught up with pleasing someone else, they may not enjoy the creative process. Judd says the experience with working with the students this summer at New Genres Art Space made him want to go deeper in the classroom. He says connecting students with artists in that environment is something he will try to do throughout the school year. I'm Yvonne Boone.